operations expected to be closed Thursday for Independence Day. Exports have been solid, but sustained domestic demand remains a question mark. Friday's gains in pork could be due to retailers preparing for July 4th. Pork on Friday was up $2.99 at $97.89, with all the primals except for the picnics firmed sharply higher. The estimated slaughter of 472,000 head was down 2,000 on the week, but up more than 24,000 on the year. USDA says early wean pigs were steady to a dollar lower than the previous week, and feeder pigs were down $2 on steady demand for moderate offerings. For early weaned pigs, the cash weighted average was $36.43, with the formula weighted average at $40.43, putting the weighted average for all early weaned pigs at $38.03. For feeder pigs, the weighted average is $53.50. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden returned to the campaign trail Friday and tried to put a positive spin on his widely panned debate performance.
I know I'm not a young man. State the obvious. Well, I know.
Prominent Democrats have continued to maintain their public support for Biden despite calls for him to drop out of the race. No ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court on former President Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution. That ruling expected Monday. The court did issue several important rulings, including one that says a city ordinance banning sleeping outside does not constitute cruel and unusual punishment. Four people were killed, nine were hurt after a car crashed into a nail salon on New York's Long Island, and now authorities say the 64-year-old driver has been arrested for drunk driving. And Baseball Hall of Famer Orlando Cepeda, best known for playing with the San Francisco Giants, died. This is ABC News. A new study reassures that heat treatment kills bird flu in cow's milk.
When bird flu was first detected in U.S. dairy cows earlier this year, there were no studies of whether heat treatment killed the virus in cow's milk. A study in April found dead remnants, but no live virus. The Food and Drug Administration was encouraged by studies on the pasteurization of eggs, which killed the virus. Smaller studies had mixed results, but a new, larger, more complex one at a federal research center in Athens, Georgia, indicated pasteurization does kill bird flu in milk. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Study has not yet been published in a peer-reviewed journal. Tropical storm Beryl formed in the Atlantic Ocean could become the year's first hurricane in the Atlantic. There is a hurricane watch in Barbados. And comedian and actor Martin Mull died at 80. First became famous for his roles in Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman, and its spinoff Fernwood Tonight, later in shows like Roseanne and Arrested Development. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take and bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. A good Saturday to you. Talking with a few folks lately, some have asked me, what does the long term look like as far as rainfall? Because, of course, we've received so much lately, and it's been raining practically every other day, if not every day. And from what I've told them, looking at some of the tools I have available to me to just get a handle on what's to come, I do see active weather off and on into the start of July. Mid-July, though, there are indications that the jet stream will shift further to the north and ridging will build over the midsection of the country, and that would allow warmer temperatures for southwest Wisconsin, some better growing conditions, and overall drier weather. Now, a pop-up shower or storm on some days can't be ruled out, but it looks like the more active weather overall would shift to the north in mid-July, but perhaps 1 to 2 weeks, and then that jet stream shifts south again from what I'm seeing from late July into August, perhaps putting us more into an active pattern with periodic chances for showers and storms. So we'll see how this pans out, but that's more the long term of what I'm seeing at this time. Today, partly cloudy overall and breezy. We'll dry out today, highs around 81. It'll be humid this morning with dew points closer to 70. This afternoon, though, you'll notice the humidity drop off, and you may see those temps slip a bit into the mid-70s by the late afternoon. A small shower or two can't be ruled out this afternoon, but it's more likely to the east and north. Tonight, mostly clear and comfy, a low around 50, and Sunday will be mostly sunny with highs around 74. Sunday night, mainly clear, lows near 49. Areas of fog may develop after midnight. Monday will start with sunshine, then increase in clouds, a high of around 75. Monday late evening and overnight, showers and thunderstorms are likely with more than a half inch possible, and we'll see periodic chances for showers and storms on Tuesday and Tuesday night with another half inch or so possible, maybe more. Highs around 81 Tuesday, 85 Wednesday with a slight chance of showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
We're currently at 70 degrees. So far, the morning low in Richland Center, 68 from earlier today. The high yesterday was 72, the record high 98 from 1931, the record low 45 from 1943. 1 year ago, 90 was our high, 62 the low. The sun will set today at 8:46 and rise tomorrow morning at 5:24. No rain to report today. We did receive 1.06 inches of rain yesterday following that high of 72. We do have calm winds. The air is calm. Barometric pressure at 29.75. And as mentioned, no precipitation to report. The high yesterday, 72. After a morning low of 68, we have overcast conditions and we're at 70 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Hi, this is John from Napa. This month, we're celebrating 20 years with Napa and Richland Center. We want to take this moment to thank you, our customers. We realize you have a choice where you can buy your parts or small engine parts and more, and we appreciate each and every one of you. We have enjoyed being locally owned and committing to helping the area with donating to area fundraisers, and we look forward to many more years to come to serve you. Thank you and have a great day. Napa know-how.
With a look at sports, I'm Adam Hess. In hometown baseball last night, it was a rained, shortened affair on the radio. With details, here's Phil Nee.
Hometown baseball action on Friday night. It was Cavs, and it was Plain, and it was the rain in Plain. Well, the Cavs Reds jumped out to a 4-0 lead on a grand slam home run by Monty Jennings after Isaac Jennings and Nathan Bauer both singled and Hunter Schmidt walked below the bases. Monty with a left center field grand salami. Cavs led by a score of 4-0. Plain scored a couple of runs in the third after singles from Griffin Sprecher and T.J. Stoltz. Also a walk. There was an error and a runner scoring as well on a ground out. And Plain was on the board. It was 4-2. It was also Cazenovia increasing its lead with a home run. That was in the fifth when Hunter Schmidt hit a one-out solo shot. And then the fifth came. And there was rain constantly through the entire game, but it really intensified in the fifth. And after they were two out, the pitcher, Aaron Hipsch, had a lot of trouble trying to find the plate, struggled, walked a couple of batters, and hit a batter. and Flynn wound up coming back to tie the game. The game was then suspended. It was tied in the fifth with two outs and the bases loaded, and that is where the game will resume. Officials were trying to get it all the way to five innings to complete it, but they didn't quite make it. One out away, and the game is called, suspended, until a drier moment. So in the fifth, three runs across for the Plain Athletics. They tie it up at five, and the game is in limbo now. Aaron Hipsch and Zach Cady both pitched for their respective teams here in Plain. Once again, a 5-5 game. It'll be made up on a drier day. For WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Phil Meek.
Thank you, Phil. Jackson Chirio hit his first career Grand Slam in Friday's series opening 4-2 win over the Cubs at American Family Field in Milwaukee to continue a power pack stretch for the National League Central leading Brewers, who have hit a Grand Slam in two straight games, three of the first four games of this homestand, and four Grand Slams in their past eight games overall. The 20-year-old Chirio's blast made him the youngest player to hit a Grand Slam in the big leagues since the Mets' Jose Reyes smacked a Grand Slam as his first career home run 4 days after his 20th birthday in 2003. Chirio and Reyes are in rare company. Since 1974, only 14 players aged 20 or younger have hit a Major League Grand Slam. Before Chirio, the last 20-year-old to hit a Grand Slam was the Blue Jays' Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who launched two of them within an 11-day span in 2019. That's a look at sports. I'm Adam Hess. Partly cloudy and breezy overall today. A shower possible, though we more than likely will stay dry, with decreasing humidity later in the day, a high of 81. Mostly clear, cooler, and comfortable tonight, a low near 50. Mostly sunny on Sunday, pleasant, 74. Sunday night, mainly clear and cool, areas of fog after midnight, 49. And Monday, sunny in the morning, increasing clouds in the evening, showers and thunderstorms and rain possible, with a high at 75 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Come on.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to have a wrecking crew, you got to have a boss. Might as well be Trini Triggs. 6:15 in our Wake Up Journey. 70 degrees with Jimmy Buffett and his friends. Hey, good looking.
What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a $100 board and a $2 bill. You got cooking. How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys. Can go steady.
How's about saving all your time for me? No more looking. I know I've been taken. How's about keeping steady company?
A weekend wake up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? You think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing spree, so if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? about saving all your time for me. No more looking, I know I've been cooking. How's about keeping steady company? I'm gonna throw my date book over the fence and buy me one for 5 or 10 cents. I'll keep it till it's covered with age, 'cause I'm writing your name down on every page. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center, and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
July is National Ice Cream Month, and here at WRCO, we will be celebrating it with you, along with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Quick Trip on County O and 14, and ET Foods. We have something sweet in store. Every day, you'll have a chance to win a double scoop cone or dish from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. On Fridays, grab a half gallon of ice cream from Quick Trip, and on Tuesdays, don't miss the ice cream giveaway from ET Foods. When you hear this...
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
When you hear that during July, be the fifth caller and enjoy your ice cream from WRCO.
You work hard for what you have and rely on your income to provide for your family. But what happens if you're unable to work due to illness or injury? Hi, this is Ryan at State Farm in Richland Center. With a disability policy, you receive monthly benefits that will help pay your basic monthly expenses, such as the rent, mortgage, utilities, groceries, or other bills. Let's talk about putting a plan in place now that can help protect your income, your way of life, your financial future. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
The Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of summer clothes. The top to bottom to toe sale, June 26th to 29th, all dresses, suit coats, and shoes, 50% off. Come and shop with them and help support your local community. Donations are appreciated and accepted during business hours, Wednesday through Friday from 9 to 5, and Saturdays 10 to 4. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street. See you there.
For the weekend, 100.9 WRCO.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Set a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. So dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say a rose is red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Good morning, it's 6:30 and time for a news update sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunity for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual worker. And by Computer Connections, why connect wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities? It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin, with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcasts with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless? With news on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. A bicyclist died after collapsing. Thursday morning at 8:15, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified about a bicyclist who collapsed near the intersection of County Highway P and Dell Road in the town of Clinton. The caller told the dispatcher that CPR was in progress. Deputies arrived on scene and learned that Harry J. Monroe, 80 of Rural Lafarge, was the bicyclist. According to witnesses at the scene who spoke to Monroe shortly after he collapsed, Harry Monroe was stopped along the road and believed he was having cramps. The witnesses reported after the short conversation, he got back on his bike and rode a short distance before he collapsed on the road. Lafarge EMS and Tri-State Ambulance arrived on scene and continued with life-saving efforts. Gunderson Air was also sent to the scene but did not land. Harry J. Monroe was later pronounced dead by the Vernon County Coroner's Office. Reedsburg Area Medical Center has been selected by Modern Healthcare as one of the 2024 best places to work in healthcare for the fourth time, having previously received the honor in 2020, 2022, and 2023. This award program identifies and recognizes outstanding employers in the healthcare industry nationwide. Modern Healthcare partners with Workforce Research Group on the assessment process, which includes an extensive employee survey. Modern Healthcare will publish a special supplement featuring the ranked list of all the winners on October 14th after the award celebration on Thursday, October 10th. RAMC is pleased to enjoy the honor once again and will share the news of the ranking when it is learned on October the 10th. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services, DHS, and federal partners at the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, and the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, are investigating reports of several severe illnesses associated with Diamond Shrums brand chocolate bars, cones, and gummies. These products contain a proprietary blend of mushrooms and are available for purchase online and at retailers nationwide. On June 12th, the CDC released a health advisory reporting severe illnesses associated with the products. As of June 25th, a total of 39 illnesses have been reported in 20 different states. To date, Wisconsin has no reported cases. Of the 39 people who became ill after eating these products, more than half needed to be hospitalized. People who became ill from Diamond Shrums brand edibles reported a variety of severe symptoms, including seizures, loss of consciousness, confusion, sleepiness, abnormal heart rates, high or low blood pressure, nausea, and vomiting. Retailers should not sell or distribute any of these products and should hold them until further direction given by the FDA. People who became ill after eating these products should talk to their healthcare provider or seek medical attention. Wisconsinites can also call the Wisconsin Poison Control Center at 800-222-1222 to report symptoms. Anyone who has purchased these items should throw them away immediately. The investigation into the illnesses is still ongoing by the FDA. DHS and the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection will continue to monitor the situation and will give updates when available. Learn more and get updates on the FDA website. RC Thunderfest 2024 is today at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. Children's activities begin at 11 with a variety of music beginning at noon. Thunderfest offers a variety of music genres throughout the entire day. Mick Cosgrove of Richland Rejuvenates invites you to relax with the music.
At noon, we'll have Marty Cena. Marty's a viola native. He's a very good and talented musician, singer-songwriter. He always tells a story in his music, and he's very entertaining. It's a solo act, but I guarantee that he'll have you wishing for more before he's done. Next up is Dan Kuba and the DK and the Journeyman, I think they go by now, and you're very familiar with Dan. He's another local Hillsboro, Wisconsin, longtime Richland Center resident. John Gielick plays bass with them, and they've got vocals with Joe Havlick and Joe Sakana, and I'm not sure if Mary Seifert is playing keyboards. I believe she is with them. But again, a very prolific songwriter, especially leans towards the patriotic stuff, and Dan's always entertaining. So I think they'll get us smiling and keep our feet going as we move on through the day. The next group up is Adam Bartell's band, and these boys are country southern rock, four-piece band from Platteville, very high energy. I've watched some of their stuff, very crowd-pleasing. They play over 100 shows a year. Adam's also a songwriter, and so we may hear some fresh stuff.
The evening slate of headliners will get underway at 4:30.
Then we have Three Souls Band, which features our local drumming and legend Jeff Behrens. Very popular around the area, and they play classic rock just the way you like it. They are followed by Stone Cold Country Band from Madison, a four-piece group with 90s country is kind of their forte, and so they'll be doing things like Fishing in the Dark, that kind of era and that style of music. They do a lot of Sawyer Brown, Alan Jackson, Brooks and Dunn, Dwight Yoakam, Brad Paisley, Keith Urban, and so on. So if your country is what you like, between Adam's band and that band, those are the two country kind of flavor that we'll have, so that we can have something for everybody, as well as then our closer headliner group was the Tradesmen, and this group is becoming one of Southwest's most popular groups. Just these guys work hard in the actual trades by day, rightly named, but when they take the stage, they know how to make the classic rock come alive, and so you don't want to miss that group as well. And that Mark Miller is part of that group, the local electrician, and so come on out and hear the Tradesmen.
Cosgrove invites you to stay for the day. If you don't like the music currently on stage, stay and enjoy the children's activity, food, and refreshments.
Our goal is not to become just a country event or a rock classic event, but to try to, you know, work some blues, some, you know, the Americana stuff with Marty will give you a kind of a relaxing flavor. I mean, everybody's style is slightly different, I think, and I think that's going to make for a good day. And if it isn't something that you like, 70 minutes later, there'll be something different. So you can just hang in there and enjoy the rest of the event, and then come back and we'll have something new and on the stage.
Admission to the grounds is free, and fireworks will be held at dark.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Partly cloudy and breezy overall today. A shower possible, though we more than likely will stay dry, with decreasing humidity later in the day, a high of 81. Mostly clear, cooler, and comfortable tonight, a low near 50. Mostly sunny on Sunday, pleasant, 74. Sunday night, mainly clear and cool, areas of fog after midnight, 49. And Monday, sunny in the morning, increasing clouds in the evening, showers and thunderstorms and rain possible, with a high at 75 degrees.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center, and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Lime Ridge Ag Supply will be closed this Saturday for inventory. They appreciate your business and thank you for your understanding. Lime Ridge Ag will be back open on Monday to continue offering top quality products and exceptional customer service. That's Lime Ridge Ag Supply, closed this Saturday. Thank you for your support and understanding.
It's time for a look at Saturday morning sports, brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. Offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
With a look at sports, I'm Adam Hess. In hometown baseball last night, it was a rained, shortened affair on the radio. With details, here's Phil Nee.
Hometown baseball action on Friday night. It was Cavs, and it was Plain, and it was the rain in Plain. Well, the Cavs Reds jumped out to a 4-0 lead on a grand slam home run by Monty Jennings after Isaac Jennings and Nathan Bauer both singled and Hunter Schmidt walked to load the bases. Monty with a left center field grand salami. Cavs led by a score of 4-0. Plain scored a couple of runs in the third after singles from Griffin Sprecher and T.J. Stoltz. Also a walk. There was an error and a runner scoring as well on a ground out. And Plain was on the board. It was 4-2. It was also Casanova increasing its lead with a home run. That was in the fifth when Hunter Schmidt hit a one-out solo shot. And then the fifth came, and there was rain constantly through the entire game, but it really intensified in the fifth. And after they were two out, the pitcher, Aaron Hipsch, had a lot of trouble trying to find the plate, struggled, walked a couple of batters, and hit a batter, and Plain wound up coming back to tie the game. The game was then suspended. It was tied in the fifth with two outs and the bases loaded, and that is where the game will resume. Officials were trying to get it all the way to five innings, to complete it, but they didn't quite make it. One out away, and the game is called, suspended, until a drier moment. So in the fifth, three runs across for the Plain Athletics. They tie it up at five, and the game is in limbo now. Aaron Hipsch and Zach Cady both pitched for their respective teams here in Plain. Once again, a 5-5 game. It'll be made up on a drier day. For WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Phil Neat.
Thank you, Phil. Jackson Chirio hit his first career Grand Slam in Friday's series opening 4-2 win over the Cubs at American Family Field in Milwaukee to continue a power-packed stretch for the National League Central leading Brewers, who have hit a Grand Slam in two straight games, three of the first four games of this homestand, and four Grand Slams in their past eight games overall. The 20-year-old Chirio's blast made him the youngest player to hit a Grand Slam in the big leagues since the Mets' Jose Reyes smacked a Grand Slam as his first career home run 4 days after his 20th birthday in 2003. Chirio and Reyes are in rare company. Since 1974, only 14 players aged 20 or younger have hit a Major League Grand Slam. Before Chirio, the last 20-year-old to hit a Grand Slam was the Blue Jays' Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who launched two of them within an 11-day span in 2019. Other National League finals last night, Philadelphia blanked Miami 2-0. Atlanta pounded Pittsburgh 6-1. St. Louis edged Cincinnati 1-0, and San Fran got by the Dodgers 5-3. American League, Baltimore 2-1 over Texas. The Yankees 16-5 over Toronto. Kansas City a 10-5 victory over Cleveland. It was Los Angeles beating Detroit 5-2, and Seattle a 3-2 win over Minnesota. Interleague finals, Tampa Bay 3-1 over Washington, the Chi Sox over Colorado 5-3, San Diego 9, Boston 2, the Mets a 7-2 win over Houston, and Oakland 9-4 over Arizona. Houston Astros shortstop Jeremy Peña misplayed a fly ball Friday night in a game against the New York Mets while participating in an in-game interview. Peña was involved in an interview with Apple TV Plus just before New York's Jeff McNeil popped up towards the shortstop area with one out in the bottom of the second inning. Peña was shaded towards second base against the left-handed hitting McNeil and ranged to his right and was on the edge of the outfield grass close behind third baseman Alex Bregman. Neither Peña nor Bregman put up their glove to make the play on the pop-up, and the ball landed between them. McNeil was credited with a hit. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up. From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Let him in my heart. He can't get much further than my arms. such temptation in a situation like this. When I wanna say yes, but I gotta say no. I'm torn in between which way to go. I gotta say no, but I'll confess I'd rather pay the price of saying yes. Oh yeah, my nerves are shot. I'm not myself.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Last Monday morning, you left with no warning. I started going insane. Texas, one hell of a load on my brain. And I kept on going without even knowing how much your love really means. Now I'm messed up in Mexico, living on refried dreams. I'm down here in Mexico, sick as a dog. My head is pounding in this border town fog. Mexico, living on refried dreams. This picture ain't pretty, I'm ragged and dirty, and wondering what I'm doing here. Shooting tequila, wanting to kill you, and wishing to God you were near. So full of your memory, but feeling so empty, out of my self-esteem. Now I'm messed up in Mexico, living on refried dreams. I'm down here in Mexico, sick as a dog. My head is pounding in this border town fog. Down to my last dime and coming apart at the seams. I'm messed up in Mexico, living on Mexico, living on a refried dream.
Well, we go back a few years for that Tim McGraw classic, Refried Dreams. We're about 3 minutes away from the top of the hour. We will have a news update from the ABC News Radio Network. 71 with Terry Clark. Poor, poor, pitiful me. From WRCO-FM. Good morning, folks.
Mercy on me.
DC News on WRCO-FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and